From the year 2000 to date, Ghana has made some significant progress by recording 351 maternal deaths per every 100,000 live births. The UN estimated figure by 2015 is 185 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births. The UN resident coordinator, Ruby Sanjuru-John, said Ghana's progress is significant and President Mahama needs to show this commitment at the AU summit. President Mahama pledged to be an advocate to ensure a zero maternal mortality. Pascaline Adadivo has the story.
Just like any other country under the UN, Ghana is expected to achieve or make significant strides in attaining the 8th Millennium Development Goals by 2015. Goal 4, which is reducing child mortality rates, is one area all governments pay attention to. In spite of all these, there are still some few hurdles to clear to ensure zero maternal death. There are cultural beliefs and availability of health centers and bad roads. The reports compiled by UNFPA and the Ghana Health Service looked at a number of communities and some measures taken towards avoiding maternal death. UN resident coordinator Ruby Sanjuru-John said Ghana is among few countries making strides towards attaining MDG 4. She asked President Mahama to make a case for Ghana at the AU summit, which will largely discuss maternal mortality. She also asked the president to make special mention of the former First Lady Ernestina Nadu-Mills, who championed the cause of maternal mortality issues.
Ghana is one of the 8 countries which has been fast-tracked to really put into place this initiative. And we'd like to first of all congratulate Ghana for all the work that was done. The former First Lady, Mrs. Mills, was the champion with UNFPA on leading this effort in Ghana. So we really do want to recognize all the work that she has done, as well as what Ghana as a country has done and initiated. You yourself have been a formidable advocate for some maternal mortality with the accelerated framework as well. So we're here basically just to let you know about the initiative so that you can report on it at the Africa Union Summit, and we look in terms of how we continue with this.
The Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ebenezer Piadenchira, said with the current statistics of 351 maternal mortality per every 100,000 live births, Ghana seems to be getting closer to the target. He, however, admitted that more work needs to be done. Government has procured about 160 ambulances to be distributed to a number of districts and remote communities to aid in transporting critical conditions like women in labor. The Ghana Health Service also has a program which trains about 2,000 community nurses every year. President Mahama, who is not comfortable with statistics on maternal death, pledges commitment to reduce it further.
I think that with regards to maternal mortality, we should think nationally but act locally, because the mothers are in the districts at the local level. And so each district should have a strategy for dealing with maternal deaths. I often don't like to quote the statistics, because while statistics are figures, those figures represent actual lives and people are sisters and mothers who have lost their lives in childbirth. I am an advocate for zero maternal mortality if that is possible. And I'll continue to be an advocate, you know, for reducing maternal mortality, because it's a very important indicator about what the progress of a nation is. You can have the highest GDP. If your women are dying in childbirth, it means nothing.
The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, will soon launch a project which will take records of other districts and communities which are making strides in eliminating maternal mortality.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra.